Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. After the longest break since I started this podcast, I'm finally back. And yeah, it's a brand new Gregorian year, 2024. So we'll start by wishing and praying that this is the best one yet, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and in all ways. And today, honestly, I just want to talk about the whole New Year movement and the New Year resolutions and, you know, all the determination and motivation and everything that people have at the start of the year. And I mean, it's amazing to have those things. I don't think that there's anything wrong in, you know, trying to be a better version of yourself. But I'm just here to remind you that, you know, the same person you were on the 31st of December was most like the same person you were on the 1st of January. And the only things that you should be working on is improving the version of you that shows up every day. Don't limit yourself by a particular date. Don't tie anything to, you know, any time period or anything. Just keep showing up every day and unearthing a better upgraded version of yourself. Set your goals, but be realistic. Like I always say, bite-size them. It's the best way to go. Look for the smallest thing that you can do consistently towards achieving one goal and do it as often as you can. It's okay to fall off sometimes. What having, you know, goals does for you is that it gives you something to recenter on even when you go off course. It gives you something, you know, like a honing mechanism, like a North Star to look towards even when you lose your way. So there's nothing wrong in setting those goals, but don't start by setting up yourself for failure. Don't say, oh, I'm going to save $100,000 this year if you don't even have the capacity or the ability to do so. For whatever goals that you set for yourself, whether financial, whether health and fitness wise, whether in your business, whether in your relationships, make sure that you put everything in place to help you achieve those goals. You know, in Islam, we say that Allah is Al-Wahhab, is the bestower. There's some of his blessings that he bestows just because he can. You know, there are many of his blessings that he bestows by, you know, putting blessings upon your effort. So put in your effort and ask for God to bless it. That's what I call the baraka multiplier effects. God can put his baraka upon what you do and turn something so insignificant, so little, into something big and beautiful. But you have to play your part. You have to do what you have to do. So for example, I sit with people sometimes that have businesses and they're like, I'm like, okay, what's your dream revenue for the month? And they say, oh, 5 million naira. And I said, okay. And I ask, okay, how much worth of stock do you have? And they say 500,000. And I say, okay, if you sell all of those, if miraculously you sell all of your stock within a month, how much would that fetch you? And they say 1.5 million. Right? So where is the remaining 3.5 million meant to come from? You have to be realistic. You have to put in what you have and then hope that you know, something beautiful comes out of it. Don't just draw figures from the air. Don't just, you know, work in another person's dream. Have your dreams, have your goals, and then do what you need to do to achieve them. This is the year that I hope that, you know, more people move, get your fitness going. Like, there's so much illness in our generation now. People are getting stiffer and, you know, falling more ill than even people in the older generation. So we need to step up our health and nutrition game. Move, you know, eat right. Have your fitness buddies, have your, you know, healthy living buddies that you set goals and targets with, and hold yourselves accountable and hold hands towards achieving your goal. The same thing for your financial targets, same thing for your spiritual targets. If you're setting goals for everything apart from your work with God, I'm sorry, you're a joker. Like, you can make all the money in the world, you can be a size zero, you can do everything, but the peace and contentment, which is what we all seek, even when we don't know it, can only come from knowing God. So as you're setting all those goals, make sure you set your spirituality goals. Make sure you have your accountability partners, people that you're working this work with. It's a lot easier when you do it with people. So look for your tribe. Look for people that are trying to achieve the same things with you, and then set realistic targets and, you know, step them up as you go along. So when you hit one target, if your target is to walk 2 kilometers every day, if your target is to read one page of the Quran every day, when you get to a point where you've plateaued with that, step it up a bit and step it up a bit and step it up a bit. That's where progress comes from. That's where growth comes from. It's not by waking up and saying, no, I promise myself that every week now I'm going to finish the Quran. When you haven't even started with your own IID. Set realistic targets and then add to it as you go along. I really, really wish you the best year yet. I pray that you unearth the best version of yourself yet this year. I hope that you find peace and contentment. I hope that you walk towards your dreams. I hope that you know, you develop a relationship with God that gives sweetness to everything else that you achieve. And I hope that you come back here every Wednesday to listen to me spew on about love, life, faith, business, and everything else in between. Thank you so much for sticking with me throughout 2023. Looking at the statistics now, I'm still mind blown that there are over 20,000 of you guys here. But thank you so much for tuning in week after week. And let's do this again this year. Thank you guys so much. I'll be back again next week. Bye.